Well, thanks for joining us on this Christmas Eve as we continue to pray through the Bible and as we celebrate the Advent season. Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. We're focusing on this, on these verses so much to glean and unpack from these verses. And while they were there, time came for her to give birth. While they were there, Joseph and Mary, while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. So God took on flesh. The one who spoke the world into existence made only the sounds of a baby's cry. The one who formed man from dust was confined to strips of cloth. The one who breathed life into man took his first breaths in a musty stable used to house animals. The Creator lay helpless and dependent on a young girl for his own existence. Without any pomp or circumstance, a royal baby was born. In the chaos of the Roman Empire, the Prince of Peace entered the human race. All heaven looked on as God wrote his story of love in living letters. Jesus became, in Paul's words, the image of the invisible God. In the words of a well-known Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, yet in that dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, parents, on this Christmas Eve, don't let the gifts of your children cause them to miss the gift that God has given. How do you keep Christmas a time focused on Jesus rather than presents? Man, we'd love to share your strategies and ideas with other parents. So let us know at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.